thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig. We invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We are opening the broadcast today with the Way of Truth singer singing for us, Be Strong and Firmly Trust.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. And keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust.
Firmly trust
in God through every care.
Be true.
And fearless stand. And with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our high, and to the meek He giveth grace. A chill He is to them that trust. A joy of those that seek His face. Be strong and firmly trust. Not, He says, whatever in their hearts abide, and make you lie in pastures green, in paths of pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust. And with His grace and strength be blessed.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting Thy gospel on this broadcast today. And we're thankful for our congregation. And I know that You have Your eye upon each and every one. And You love each one and You know their needs, whether it be a physical need or a spiritual need or some other need. And You've told us in Your word that we should cast all of our care upon You, for You care for us. So we bring our precious congregation to You today, trusting that You'll minister to each one. And we're trusting that You'll use our broadcast today to be a blessing to souls and encouragement to hearts. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Thy rights above, oh, down in strife, and read my title clear. I know, I know, I know.
The Apostle Paul instructed the young man Timothy to preach the word, and I believe that that commission comes on down to every God-called minister today. And if we're going to preach the word, we're going to preach more than just God is love, for there's a lot more in the scriptures than that. That is a wonderful theme. It is a marvelous experience to have the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. But I say there's more to the Word of God, there's more to the Scriptures than just God is love. So our subject today is entitled, Proper Attitude Toward Error. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. That's Paul's writings to the Galatian brethren, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And the word perverted there is to be understood as change. They have changed the gospel, and therefore it is no longer the gospel. It is a spurious gospel, or false doctrine and false teachings. Now, there are hundreds of different churches with different names, creeds, and doctrines. And surely you will agree with me that God is not the author of confusion. For we read in 1 Corinthians 14:33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." Now, error does exist. There are false doctrines, and I'll refer briefly to a few. This idea that you can just attend any church of your choice is not scriptural. Once saved, always saved is not taught in the scriptures. The seven-year rapture and a literal kingdom of 1,000 years here on earth is not taught in the scriptures. And that God loves everybody so much that nobody is going to be lost, nobody is going to be condemned, everybody is going to go to heaven. The Bible does not teach that. To the contrary, Jesus taught that there were only a few on the straight and narrow way, and there were many on the broad road. And so error does exist. And where there are false doctrines and false teachings, then, of course, you have false teachers, you have false prophets that are teaching these false doctrines. And we are warned against those who seek to deceive us. Paul wrote to the brethren at the Church of God in Ephesus, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." Notice what the Apostle Paul has said here. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Vain words, false teachings, false doctrine brings not the love of God, but the wrath of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Yes, false doctrine, false teaching will cause you to be disobedient to the truth of the gospel. There are those who think there are many ways that lead to heaven. The Bible teaches otherwise. Jesus said, "I am the way. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jesus said in John 14 and 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, some people say, well, you know, there's many highways that lead to this city, or many highways that lead to that city. Well, that's quite true, regardless of what city you're talking about. There are different highways that lead there. But whenever we're talking about heaven, there are not a lot of different ways to get there. Jesus again said, "I am the way." And the Apostle Peter said, there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So there's not a lot of ways to heaven. And all these various religions are not leading people to eternal life. They are deceiving them and leading them astray and causing them to be disobedient to the truth of the gospel. So we are instructed by the Apostle John. You know, John was known as the Apostle of Love, but he was a rather plain-spoken brother, and he set forth some precious truths that certainly needed to be heeded. And he said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Now, this is instruction. It's not a mere suggestion. This is instruction by a man who was inspired by God to write these words. "Beloved, believe not every spirit." There are many spirits in the world. There's one spirit as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned. Yes, Paul said in Ephesians 4, there is one spirit, but he was talking about the Holy Spirit. There are many spirits in the world, and these false prophets are empowered by false spirits. The Spirit of God never inspires someone to preach error or false teachings. No, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. And so whenever a false prophet is preaching his false doctrine, he is doing so under the power of a false spirit. Again, the Apostle John said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Now, we must not give encouragement to those who teach error, nor are we to have fellowship with error. Paul, speaking again in his writings to the brethren at Ephesus, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject. So Paul wrote to the man Titus, chapter 3 and verse 10. Now a heretic is one who is teaching false doctrine, but if he is admonished by someone and his error is pointed out to him and he rejects it, according to Paul, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. And Paul wrote to the Roman brethren, Romans 16 and 17, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." Again, that's Romans 16 and 17. And we are admonished here again. It's not a mere suggestion. It is instructions by a man of God who was inspired by the Spirit of God. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned." In other words, contrary to the truth that you have been taught. "And avoid them." Now, standing against error is absolutely necessary. I say standing against error is absolutely necessary. It is necessary for your own soul's welfare. Error cannot save you. Error will blind you, and it will bind you. Whenever people are seduced by a seducing spirit, and that's what Paul said to Timothy, "Some would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Whenever a seducing spirit seduces you, you're going to believe error to be truth. And you doubtless will believe that truth is error. And you'll believe that the error is true. Therefore, we are again told to try the spirits to see whether they be of God or not. And a heretic after the first and second admonition, we are to reject, and we are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. So error cannot save you. Error will blind you. It will deceive you. It will bind you. If one church is as good as another, why don't you start one of your own? Some of the modern cults have done exactly that. Yes, some of these modern cults have done exactly that. They started their own church. But if one church is as good as another, why don't you start your one? We know better than that. We know that the Scriptures teach that Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the Apostle Paul, again in Ephesians 4, said, there is one body. And he was talking about the body of Christ. Paul told the Colossian brethren that Christ was the head of the body, the church. Christ does not have a half a dozen or 200 or 300 bodies. He is the head of one body. And Paul said, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, in one hope of your calling. Honor and love for God requires that we do exactly as He has directed in His holy word. Yes, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. James said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Now we read back in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4 and verse 2, these words, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Deuteronomy 4:2. Now there's a companion verse of Scripture like that in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18. And this is the way this verse goes. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And in verse 19, Revelation goes on to say, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now, notice what I have just read here in verse 19. If anyone takes away from the word of God, the Revelator says that God will take his name out of the book of life. In other words, his name will be removed from the book of life. And we're told here in Revelation that whenever Christ comes, and if our name is not found written in the book of life, we will be cast into the lake of fire. Surely this helps us to understand the seriousness of adding to or taking away from the word of God. Again, Paul told Timothy, preach the word, not just part of it. When Jesus said, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, I understand what Jesus was saying is that you're not to live by just part of the word, but that you are to live by all of the word of God. Let us consider the advantages of knowing and obeying the truth. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's John chapter 8, verses 31, 32, and 36. Many times people just say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, people can know the truth intellectually without being made free. What Jesus actually said was, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, when Jesus said you shall be made free, he's talking about free from sin, free from evil. And if you know the truth and live the truth, you're going to be free from false religion, false doctrine, false teachings as well. So if you continue in the Word of God, if you continue following Christ, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That is indeed a wonderful blessing and a wonderful advantage. Now, we are sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit by obeying the truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's a part of Jesus' prayer in John 17 and 17. Yes, there is an experience that the Bible calls sanctification, and this experience is separate and apart from the experience of regeneration. Being born again frees us from all of our committed sins. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. But then we are to go on unto perfection, unto maturity. And that is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. And Jesus told the disciples shortly before he returned to the Father, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, we're considering for the moment the advantages of knowing and obeying the truth. The truth enables us to know the will of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, or in other words, mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So Paul wrote Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. A knowledge of the truth is the only safeguard against error. The truth will build us up and prepare us for a home in heaven. Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, the words of the Apostle Paul to the elders of Ephesus. Buy the truth and sell it not, Proverbs 23:23 tells us. A love for the truth will give us a safeguard against error. Psalm 119:105, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Now, we have not endeavored to bring the truth to you today to offend anyone, but to enlighten. For the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And we have endeavored to bring you truths from the precious word of God, and we trust you will receive them in the spirit in which we have endeavored to bring them to you. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, why not take time to let us know? As we have said many times, it would be an encouragement to us to know that our broadcast is a blessing and that you are benefited thereby. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and we have an archive there of a number of our broadcasts. If you have missed any or would like to hear one again, you may do so there on our webpage. And we also invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the Internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.